My very special caller is Joe in LA. Joe, welcome to the program, bro. I know you're at work on break at the moment, so go for your life.
I'm on break, Vinny. How are you doing today?
Somewhat fabulous is my party line.
Awesome. Hey, just want to share a quick story. This weekend I went to my cousin's wedding party, and I actually met another truther there. I have a cousin who's a big Obama supporter, basically never believes anything I want to say, so we basically had like a little intervention with him. It was pretty funny. But yeah, it's this guy I met. I'm sorry?
It's cool when you meet other truthers, eh?
Yeah, I was talking about him, you know, and I just brought up, I study global conspiracies, and then he looks at me and he goes, "Oh, you know who Alex Jones is in?" And I go, "Yep." And then, so that just started the conversation, and my cousin Mariana, her fiancé, he's one of those types who doesn't really care, you know, I just worry about, you know, going to work and back every day. And, you know, we worked on him a little bit for about 10 minutes. And then my cousin, he's a big Obama supporter and still under the influence of the mainstream. But, yeah, we sat him down. I just had my friend, my new friend. I go, "Hey, why don't you tell him what happened to you 2 years ago?" And so he basically just told him, you know, 2 years ago he was surfing a net, saw a video, and it had the website on there. And he clicked on the website, started listening to the show. And then he challenged anybody who was listening, "If you don't believe me, just go ahead and Google it. Google this right now." And then he looked it up, and he was like, "Whoa." And then just kept on looking stuff up to verify, and then he realized that, you know, certain things were going on. His wife thinks he's going a little bit too far with it, and she's scared that, you know, at least this truther guy's wife, that she's scared that it'll come back to hurt him and his family, you know, if he's too vocal. So basically he told her this is the reason why we have to spread the word, because we want to not be able to, not to have that fear of retaliation from the government for simply speaking truth and opening our mouth.
I also find it quite hilarious that non-truthers will tell truthers to stop talking about the truth because somebody will come and get them. And yet they also tell the truthers that I don't believe anything that you say, and there's no conspiracy, and nobody's out to get you.
Exactly. It was like an oxymoron, and I go, and it's funny, you know, towards the end of the party, I tell my new friend's wife, I go, you know, I gave her a hug, because I've known her from before, and I go, "Listen to your husband, he knows what he's talking about." And he had tried to talk her out of getting their baby vaccinated. Unfortunately, she was adamant about it, and he kind of capitulated to her. So, and that's an issue that's going to come up with me and my girlfriend. We're celebrating our 2-year anniversary next week, going to Vegas, and, you know, we're not going to get married or nothing, but, you know, we're planning on eventually starting a family. And
well, I don't know if you're not going to get married, Joe. It depends how drunk you are.
Yeah, true that. No, but I told her, because one of the issues that really matter to me the most is, you know, as a father, you know, our job is to protect our children. And I was honest with her, you know, irregardless of everything else that I've studied, one of the major issues that I have a problem with is vaccination after, you know, knowing what I know now. And, you know, first thing she told me when I brought up, she was, "Oh, no, we're vaccinating. And she actually teaches at a daycare, and she teaches 1 and 2-year-olds. And there was one kid in her class who's non-vaccinated, and I go and actually met his mom and the kid. I didn't bring it up, but, you know, and I asked her, he's perfectly healthy, isn't he? And she kind of opened up her mind, but I told her, like, if we don't vaccinate the kid and something happens to our baby, you're going to resent me for not having the kid vaccinated. And if we vaccinate the kid and something happens to the kid, like autism or something, then I'm going to resent you, you know? So I told her this is a very important issue that we're going to have to face eventually. So we basically came to the agreement that before we have children, that we're going to research as much as we can, and I'm going to try to show her as much as I can about the autism research and vaccine research. So it was all in all, it was a pretty productive party, and it was pretty cool, meaning, you know, like I was telling the last time I called in, the guy that my hope comes from, you know, everybody who's waking up slowly but surely, and just one random day at a party, meet another truther, and it was like we're instant bros, you know what I mean? And yeah. We're feeding back off each other, so...
Well, I go out partying, basically, I never go out and pay for partying kind of thing. I'm usually filming a gig at a dance party or something of that nature, right? Or going around to a friend's place or for their special birthday party or whatever. And the thing that I find utterly perplexing is that it is impossible for me to not find at least one truther a night. At least one, usually more, okay? We're everywhere, man. And as long as you keep talking the truth and everything like that, all the different people that you're talking to, one of them will resonate. And that one person will be far more valuable than the other 200 people who called you a conspiracy theorist, right? And it'll make you feel a lot more related, too. So, Joe, thank you for your call, man. And if you have anything else to say, just quickly, because we have to final words closing with William Ramsey here. Do you have a question for him or anything?
No, I actually don't. And I apologize. I was ill-prepared. I tuned in a little bit late this afternoon, but I am enjoying the conversation thus far. And I want to thank you again, bro. You guys have a good afternoon.
Right, you're thanks. Welcome. And don't worry about being ill-prepared. We're truthers. We don't need to be overly prepared. The New World Order needs copious quantities of preparation and dumbing down in order to accomplish even one thing that they want. All we have to do is just think it, then do it. That's why we're going to win, because we don't need to get anybody's permission to do the right thing.